Dictation for David Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, May 2749. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A, A421110. Dear Mr. Kastning, consultation for Mr. Briggs. I saw David for elevated creatinine, a change notice on blood tests just a couple of months ago, creatinine high in the 1.8, 1.9, comparing to consistently normal numbers from 2022 November 1.1 and previously 2021. There was a minor increase of both light change evaluated by Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, no other associated lab or symptoms. Abnormalities could be related to renal failure. He was offered bone marrow biopsy and further testing that for this moment has been placed on hold. He has no specific symptoms. He keeps himself very physically active, walking and playing pickleball. Within the last 1 year, problems of esophageal reflux for what he's thinking consistently Prilosec, and some upper respiratory symptoms, nasal posterior drainage, nasal congestion, and throat irritation for what he was doing Flonase and topical Astelin, A-S-T-E-L-I-N. No changes on weight or appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness, blood, or infection, no major nocturia, no incontinence, no edema, no lower extremity numbness, claudication symptoms, or discolor of the toes. From physical activity, within the last 1 year, there has been some elbow tendinitis, as well as a partial rupture of the thigh muscle. He does not use anti-inflammatory agents. He denies any chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system is actually negative. Next paragraph. His past medical history for thyroid replacement, esophageal reflux, and upper respiratory symptoms as indicated above. Cholesterol on treatment. Takes no medications for hypertension. He denies any history of heart abnormalities, event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TAS stroke seizures, no liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries, prior tonsils adenoids, a broken nose in 1963, I don't believe surgery was done, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Flonase, Astelin nasal, thyroid, lovastatin, B6, Prilosec, and sildenafil, S-I-L-D-E-N-A-F-I-L, as needed. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease, no smoking, pressing, or pass, does drink wine socially. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 62 and a and a half inches tall, weight 152, blood pressure initially 150 over 89, rechecking proof, but in the upper side, 140s over 86, 140 over 90, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye mucosal, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal distension ascites, no gross masses, no gross edema or focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from December 28. Creatinine is the last 2 months is stabilizing between 1.8 and 1.9, representing a GFR of 39. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus. There is anemia down to 10.8 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Urine analysis shows no activity for blood protein, bacteria, or cells. This is in two different samples. In the recent past, B12 folic acid, ferritin iron saturation has been normal. Prior levels of EPO, considering the anemia in the low side, and that probably represents chronic kidney disease. Testing for plasma cell disorder. Immunoglobulin levels are normal. No monoclonal protein. Both kappa and lambda were elevated likely from renal disease. Immunofixation in the urine for the purpose of monoclonal protein also negative. The level of protein in 24 hours in the urine was 180 milligrams. There has been normal thyroid studies, PSA not elevated, and A1C around 6, 5.8, only on diet. Next paragraph, a kidney ultrasound was done. Right side at 9.4, left side at 8.4, without obstruction, no urinary retention, no stones or masses. We attempted to do a renal Doppler. Technically was limited, so no non-diagnostic in one way or the other. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function. With elevations that so far are persistent close to 2 months. New blood tests to be done in January. By definition, if abnormalities persist a period of 3 months, that's considered chronic kidney disease, and that will put him in stage 3B, between 30 to 45 mLs per minute, associated to small kidneys, presently no symptoms whatsoever, no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. The elevated kappa and lambda likely represents renal failure, NAP, plasma cell disorder. Notice that there is normal nutrition calcium. It does have anemia with low EPO levels, typical of kidney disease. He is going to need EPO if hemoglobin drops less than 10. The etiology of his renal failure is not clear. Blood pressure in the office, in the upper side, could be related to undiagnosed long-term hypertension. He needs to check blood pressure at home. At the same time, there is no evidence of other organ damage associated to high blood pressure, with no symptoms of peripheral vascular disease or heart abnormalities. The use of Prilosec long-term has been associated to chronic kidney disease as a population study. The few biopsies done in those cases, it was an interstitial kidney disease, not always showing abnormalities in the urine or eosinophils. Given that situation, and he's been taking aggressively this medicine the last year, I recommend him to stop Prilosec, all PPIs, and for his reflux is needed, take alternative like Pepcid or Zantac. Occasionally calcium, but not in a regular basis to prevent potential high calcium associated further abnormalities. I did not change thyroid or cholesterol or medications for upper respiratory symptoms. A renal biopsy could be done, although likely will not change pressing care, as again, there is no activity in the urine for any potential inflammatory condition that needs aggressive treatment. The meaning of advanced renal failure, expected no symptoms until late disease, for what monitoring of chemistries will be appropriate. New blood tests will be done on the next few weeks. We will follow with results, continue educating David. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.